Ivory Coast presidential claimant Alassane Ouattara has called for a nationwide general strike from Monday to paralyze the country until internationally isolated incumbent Laurent Gbagbo cedes power. The world's top cocoa-producing country has faced a violent political impasse since a presidential election last month, which was intended to heal the scars of a 2002 to 2003 civil war, but has instead triggered bloodshed between the rival camps. On Monday, allies of Alassane Ouattara called for a nationwide general strike in the latest form of pressure to try to force Laurent Gbagbo from his presidency. Gbagbo has refused to leave despite international calls for his ouster, and West African leaders say they will remove him by force if necessary. Speaking to the press, Gbagbo said he was not concerned about world opinion, insisting he was duly elected.
I want the truth. Ivoirians voted on the 21st of November. Who was elected?
The UN estimates at least 173 people have been killed in violence over the vote, and 14,000 have fled the country. The West African Economic Bloc, ECOWAS, has threatened military intervention if Gbagbo does not step down. The presidents of Benin, Cape Verde, and Sierra Leone are due to arrive in Ivory Coast on Tuesday to present the ECOWAS ultimatum to Gbagbo. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.